It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Will the Masters live up to the hype? The azaleas are in bloom, and the fairways, they're immaculate. And the greens, well, they're slicker than a politician making promises before an election. Other than the always lurking weather changes at Augusta National Golf Club, the 2024 Masters seems ready to host the first golf major of the year starting on Thursday. Speaking of weather, Thursday's opening round is looking kind of iffy as the golf grinches at the Augusta office of the National Weather Service are currently forecasting a 100% chance of rain with 1 to 2 inches possible. Well, if those local meteorologists in northeastern Georgia make weather predictions on par with my local folks down here in the bayous, Thursday's opening round might just turn out to be just fine. But the wind is going to be another matter. Breezy conditions are expected for Thursday and Friday with winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. That's going to cause the golfers a lot of headaches in addition to just trying to hit into and putt on those lightning-fast greens. But isn't the Masters glorious? With the conclusion of college basketball's March Madness on Monday, America's sports attention is now turning to the Masters Golf Tournament for this weekend. When my family finally purchased a color television set in the late 1960s, and yes, I am that old, but my mom was watching the Masters to see the colorful azaleas in bloom around the golf course. Though my buddy Arnie contended often and did win 4 green jackets, mom's record of enjoyment of the spring golf tournament on TV remained unblemished. Getting an admission ticket to the Masters Golf Tournament, even to watch a practice round, is one of the hardest items to acquire in all of American sports. If you're not one of the thousands of legacy season ticket holders, a lottery is held every May or early June for the rest of us. And statistically speaking, you have about a 0.5% chance, or 1 in 200, of scoring a ticket via this lottery system to attend even a practice round on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday before the tournament begins. And if you're really lucky and win a lottery-based ticket, you could still have to pay $100 to go attend the practice round, or $140 if you're successful in getting one of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday rounds. And good luck trying to find a place to stay anywhere near Augusta, Georgia, population 200,000. The season ticket holders have most of those hotels booked up a full year in advance. But would I go if I won a lottery ticket to next year's Masters? You bet I would. Woo-hoo! I'd be camping out of my car if necessary. It is a tradition like no other. Today's par 3 contest, won by Ricky Fowler, by the way, at 5 under par, featured a relaxed atmosphere for the day before the tournament begins. The professional golfers were allowed to bring their loved ones onto the 9-hole short course to make it a family fun event. And the non-golfers in the group were still required to wear that same traditional Masters white jumpsuit as the caddies wear during the tournament. And watching the golfers' toddlers in those little white jumpsuits running around made for a lot of good fun. Then Thursday morning at around 6:45 Central Time, weather permitting, 84-year-old Jack Nicklaus, the winner of 6 Masters titles, 3-time champion Gary Player, a very spry 88 years of age, and 2-time champion Tom Watson, now 74, are going to hit their ceremonial first tee shots on number 1 to officially signal the start of this year's golf tournament. You might remember that Tom Watson took over the spot left by beloved former Masters champion Arnold Palmer after his death in 2016. The limited field at the Masters has just 90 golfers, including 5 amateurs. Though half of the field is from the United States, the other 45 golfers are from 22 other countries, and it truly makes the Masters a worldwide golf spectacle. Former champions, including oldies but goodies, like 64-year-old Fred Couples, Vijay Singh, who's now 61, and 58-year-old Jose Maria Olazabal, are going to tee it up this week, too. Once the second round is completed, the field is going to be cut to the top 50 players and ties for the weekend's 3rd and 4th rounds. Now, if you get hungry walking around the hilly terrain of Augusta National Golf Club, the prices for food and beverages at the Masters are very budget-friendly. The highly touted pimento cheese sandwich, I wouldn't touch it, but it's still $1.50 this year. And you're only going to pay $3 for the barbecue pork or the club, or the classic chicken sandwiches, and a bag of chips for peanuts, $1.50. Mm-mm, let's eat. Arr, but will the golf pirates at Live Golf going to plunder a green jacket this year?
Not so fast!
This will be the second Masters tournament in which Live golfers have competed. There will be 13 Live golfers within the field of 90. That represents 14.4% of the entries in this year's tournament. Now, Live Golf has signed several former Masters champions. The group is led by three-time winner Phil Mickelson. He's joined by two-time champ Bubba Watson, along with Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, Patrick Reed, and Charles Schwartzel in the field. And let's not forget about the defending champion Jon Rahm. The 2023 Masters winner, Spain's Jon Rahm, shocked the PGA Tour last fall by accepting a deal worth more than $300 million in signing bonuses to come over and join the upstart Live Golf League. In addition, a variety of other Masters qualifications allowed current Live stars like Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Cameron Smith, Tyrrell Hatton, Adrian Meronk, and Joaquin Niemann into this year's Masters tournament. The odds makers have placed four of the Live golfers, Jon Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Joaquin Niemann, and Bryson DeChambeau, within the top 10 betting favorites for the title this weekend. Since Jon Rahm was on the PGA Tour in 2023 when he won the Masters, this year might find the green jacket being slipped onto one of those 13 Live golfers in the tournament. Augusta National Golf Course places a premium on shot making and putting and very calm nerves. Live Golf paid dearly to sign many of their top golfers who had proven themselves under the immense pressure of major golf tournaments in the past. But what's happened to that proposed PGA Tour and Live Golf merger? Almost a year ago, the PGA Tour Commissioner announced that the men's golf merger with Live Golf would take place before December 31, 2023. Well, that passed and didn't happen, but neither party has closed the door on consummating a deal either. In late January of this year, the PGA Tour signed an agreement with a U.S.-based private equity group called Strategic Sports Group. Now, that deal is worth a reported $3 billion, and half of the money is supposedly being targeted to make the PGA Tour golfers equity partners in a new endeavor. Jordan Spieth served on the PGA Tour board at the time and said that the deal was terrific for the players. He said, quote, "The coolest thing about it is that the players are now owners. They now are equity owners so that they want to push it themselves. They can make the product better themselves. Not that they didn't before, but you directly benefit from owning a piece." Afterwards, the PGA Tour carefully stated that they were still willing to include the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, who happened to be the owners of Live Golf, as a future business partner as well. As of today, there have been no changes in the status of the two golf leagues. They continue to operate separately, just like before. Some of the professional golfers at the Masters Golf Tournament this week have strong opinions and feelings about Live Golf and the PGA Tour. There has been a palpable tension among some of the golfers, and many who have remained loyal to the PGA Tour have an opposing viewpoint about the players who exited for the guaranteed money, the team element, and the shorter annual schedule offered by Live Golf. Though the PGA golfers have done much of the whining, their own long-standing golf tour has significantly increased the purses to help compete with Live Golf. Men's professional golfers in both of these leagues are doing just fine, financially speaking. But what if one of those 13 Live golfers should don that famous green jacket in victory Sunday evening? I would expect that some of the PGA Tour golfers will become Masters Green with envy as tensions build heading into this spring and summer's three other major golf tournaments. Enjoy the action and the Masters. I'm Swamp Swami.